The recession brought some harsh lessons for Americans. Lessons like spend less than you earn and put aside money for retirement. Lessons states would be well served to learn as well. In 2010, only neighboring Wisconsin had enough money in the bank to fund all of the retirement benefits it had promised its employees. According to a study out last month by the Pew Center on the states, the rest had collectively racked up $1.38 trillion of pension debt. And Illinois is worst of all.
What we're seeing is not the result of one bad year or two bad years. It's the result of a decade of bad choices in states like Illinois, where policymakers really have consistently fallen short of what they should have been doing.
That's David Drain, a senior researcher with Pew. The gap between what Illinois promised employees they'll get when they retire and what the states set aside to pay those pensions is $83 billion. State government would have to completely shut down for 2.5 years and use all of that operating budget money on pensions to pay that off. The figure is expected to grow higher once new federal governmental accounting standards board rules approved last week are put in place. Under the new requirements, Illinois' pension funds will no longer be allowed to use rosy projections like guaranteed 8.5% investment returns. Comptroller Judy Bartapinka, a Republican, says both parties are to blame.
They've allowed perks to get into the system. They've, you know, cut little deals for themselves and for their friends. They've gotten into spending that we should not have gotten into.
Whoever's at fault, the Pew's Drain says politicians were irresponsible.
The status quo really can't keep going on, and there's different ways to fix that, whether it's putting more money into the system, whether it's reducing the benefits promised to either new employees or in some cases to current employees, or whether it's asking employees to contribute more.
The threat that Illinois will cut current workers and retirees' benefits has led to an exodus of state and public university employees, like Brenda Allen.
What do you say about a good friend who's leaving? I mean,
after more than 23 years as a secretary at the University of Illinois Springfield, Allen is stepping down.
One of my first things that I'm going to do is to learn how to get up in the morning, relax, take my knitting, my teacup, and go to the patio and start my morning out that way.
But as she steps away from the retirement party being held in her honor, she acknowledges she's also had her eye on the pension conversations at the State House. She says her union kept her apprised of what was going on.
And each time we would get an email message from our union representatives, they would encourage us to contact our senator and our representatives and even the governor. And so because I was going to definitely be impacted by that, I took that opportunity to contact them every time we got an email.
Like Illinois teachers, public university workers have only their pensions to rely on. They won't get Social Security. Retirees are already on edge because of a new law that will have them paying more for their health care premiums. Despite people's fears, Illinois hasn't taken the big step. New teachers and state workers will earn lesser retirement benefits, but current employees and retirees' pensions remain intact. And the unfunded liability continues to grow. Democratic Governor Pat Quinn says every day the state does nothing to address its pension crisis, it's costing Illinois $12.6 million. At that price, Illinois could buy the Malibu mansion recently sold by Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie every day. Illinois' prisons are overcrowded, but the budget Quinn just signed into law closes two correctional facilities, schools are getting less money, and the budget cuts the state's child welfare agency. But in the past 5 years, Illinois has tripled its pension payment. Here's Quinn.
We cannot continue on a path of having more and more of our budget devoted to pensions and less to human causes that people all believe in.
Quinn's adamant Illinois needs a fix this summer, but he said the same thing this spring and it didn't happen. Quinn and top legislators are at a standstill because of a dispute over whether the state should continue to pay downstate and suburban public school teachers' pensions or whether those costs should be shifted to local districts. The rift has delayed pension talks until the end of the month, at least. Many suspect it's a stall tactic, so legislators don't have to take a controversial vote until after the November election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.